It is what you read when you don't have to that determines what you will be when you can't help it. Oscar Wilde.
Tony Brewer is a poet and audio artist from Bloomington, Indiana. He is executive director of the Spoken Word Stage at the 4th Street Arts Festival and co-producer of the Writers Guild Spoken Word Series. His books include Hot Type Cold Read, Pity for Sale, and Fragile Batteries. Welcome to The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey. Tony, what poems have you brought for us today?
Here are three poems from my new chapbook, Fragile Batteries, just out from The Grindstone. Lethal Aid. The kind they give you when there is no cure. Crackers and ginger ale, ice cream and lollipops. When Dad was stage four, hey, if he wants a double cheeseburger, let him have it. No need for Asian mushroom tea. No need to try to prolong. Just comfort now that fat and sugar give. So have some missiles and mines designed to maim. Frag grenades and nerve gas. No need for heroics, diplomacy or handshakes. Or, hey, let's let cooler heads prevail. No winner is possible, but let's keep the upper hand. Say we tried by flipping the pillow to the cool, dry side. Prevent bed sores on the ridden, but keep them there. In the only room a nurse is allowed to turn off the lights and leave. Fractured. What I have done to enter viability is exit fissures. I turn into doorways. New abrupt forms fashioned from smooth sources. Strength gathering at breaking points. Record of my being wreckage at a birth. Byproduct of divorce number 87, the laundromat. This guy is folding his socks by the front loaders. His tattoos read like restraining orders. All the names are on neighborhood watch lists, and he looks like he's been crying. He does a poor job ignoring a sorority sister, turning her white panties pink and giggling into a phone. Mom may have scrimped and pinched to get her into college, but it's daddy's money dressing her now. They tell everyone how much everything costs. I hold the door open for myself and my basket and soap, feeling the way a house feels after the inside has been wrecked by a storm or the water's gone down after a flood. I resist the urge to throw it all away, but everything I own is unclean. A young boy sits down next to me on the year-old magazine-strewn bench. His mother has him in her eye. She is waiting for his misbehavior. She needs him to act up. He says he doesn't have a daddy, as if it's still news to him. His life broken down into desires, and what he has or has not. Ice cream, PlayStation, enough space to run. He is just old enough to take steps toward satisfaction. Quarters, detergent, cold, cold, don't overload, then dry, fluff and fold, and ding! Clean sheets, as warm and soft as cookies right from the oven. Everybody likes sliding in between clean sheets. But Mama tells him not to bother me. He's reading, she says. It's okay. But she orders him to her side anyway. He jumps up and runs and nearly makes it to the parking lot with an empty laundry cart. All he wants is to get closer to the gull-winged hoopty parked at the audio shop over there. He takes his belt off so his shorts droop like the big boy's pants do, his Spider-Man flip-flop slapping his feet in time with the beat of ludicrous vibrating windows from across the street. It's a song he says Mama likes, and he knows all the words, but Mama doesn't smile. Far away from her is where he says he's going, pushing that cart all the way. She thinks he'll never get there, not in that, but he is already there. Next time, he won't come back.
You've been listening to poems by Tony Brewer on The Poet's Weave. This is Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey.